The Democratic National Convention will in some ways be one big party. For delegates from Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and West Virginia, this is where it all begins.
We've arrived here at Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden, and you're at the Visitor Pavilion.
Kara Newport is the executive director at the garden, which is hosting one of the convention's 12 opening parties Sunday. Large flower beds lead up to the pavilion's entrance as part of the Summer of Color exhibit. There's red, yellow,
and the blue just happened to land right in front of the building.
Newport says having the color of the Democratic Party front and center wasn't planned, but getting some sort of boost from the convention was, and that's what many local businesses have been banking on for the past year and a half. For the garden, Newport says the party itself won't necessarily bring in more money than a wedding.
However, with all of the attention leading up to it, we have seen a great increase in our regular attendance this summer, and we think that'll continue through the fall.
The convention has also brought more business to Consolidated Press, which Tim Mullaney runs. He says his shop has been printing large and small orders related to the convention since about a year ago.
And, you know, that's done nothing but go up as we've gone along.
That noise you hear behind Mullaney is one of his employees working on volunteer credentials for the convention. After a big machine cuts them down to note card size, Mullaney takes them over to a large drill.
And then we're going to put 1/4-inch hole kind of top center. Make one little minor adjustment here with the wrench. We'll power up and we'll bring the drill down kind of in place.
A few seconds later,
there we go. And you got to see the first pieces off the production line.
Only 9,900 something credentials to go. And that's not even one of Consolidated Press's biggest orders for the convention. Mullaney says his employees have worked late nights and long weekends to get everything done. Tyler Lee has been working overtime too, but that's because he's still trying to land business for the convention. He's the assistant general manager at the Big Chill, an event space near Uptown.
You got about 7,000-8,000 square feet here. You got hand-painted murals. All of this is hand-painted throughout the entire building. And then you have a built-in stage, 16 by 32, and that's normally, you know, bands, speakers, anything like that is normally what we have up there.
But next week, all this will be empty. He signed a contract with the convention's host committee to reserve the space. He knew there were no guarantees, but he figured he'd get something. 2 months ago, the committee told him he didn't get anything.
So, well, it feels like everybody else is somewhat prospering. We lost money for that week.
The convention host committee's Robin Hamilton is one of the people in charge of reaching out to local businesses. She says there was a special effort to spend money with Charlotte companies, but
it's just obviously not possible to necessarily do business with everyone.
Hamilton says the committee will announce after the convention exactly how much it spent with local businesses. She says the committee prioritized finding diverse businesses.
Our diverse goal was to spend at least 1/3 of aggregate dollars with diverse companies, and I'm more than comfortable that we will meet that measure.
The catering company Something Classic is an example. Jill Marcus is one of two women who own it.
Well, we're in the Something Classic kitchens. We call them kitchens, plural.
There are about 20 people working here, but Marcus says that'll go up to 35 when Something Classic is preparing food for the media party and some other convention events. Her kitchens will also have special guests.
The FDA will be joining us, just to be checking temperatures and making sure that we're treating all the delegates' food properly.
Outside the kitchens, Marcus says her company will get a $1 million boost from the convention, but she feels for the less fortunate businesses.
We were a little bit disappointed. There's a lot of money that's not being spent in Charlotte, but I'm a good example of money that is being spent in Charlotte.
And getting that ratio just right is one of the key ways the host committee will determine if its outreach to local businesses was a success. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.